Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Fan Morning Show Twitter Pro brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Dickerson, Cal is here with you on the Fan Morning Show. I hope you guys are waking up and excited to attack this Thursday. I sure am. Can't wait for the weekend. A lot of great college football games this weekend. Obviously, you got the Steelers and Vikings to kick things off on Sunday. Probably some Friday night football tomorrow for some of you that have kids or just want to go see some Friday night football games here in Western Pennsylvania. But the Steelers are heading to Ireland today. The team is leaving today. Crowley left The Steelers are leaving today. Crowley left yesterday, flew through the night, and will arrive in about an hour. I think some of the support staff of the Pittsburgh Steelers, like Bob Pompeiani, Richie Walsh, I think they left last night, so they will arrive today. Callis, real quick, if you saw the interview yesterday with Aaron Rodgers, he said one of his favorite things on earth is Guinness on tap. And he says he doesn't really drink beer, but that's one of his favorite things on earth. And it got me like thinking, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best, I guess, athletes in this generation. I mean, he's going to be obviously a Hall of Famer, probably the best thrower of the football. Everybody knows who Aaron Rodgers is. Aaron Rodgers has made a lot of money in his career. Do you think that Aaron Rodgers will have it set up that if the Steelers win, there will be a keg of Guinness on the plane ride back?
Are you allowed to consume alcohol on a plane?
You absolutely are. Every time that I got on a plane after a game. No, not first class. On a team plane.
I understand that, but I'm thinking like when if people probably had drinks on a plane, and that might be.
You can have drinks on a plane.
I didn't think about it when I said it.
Whenever after a game, there was a flight attendant that always worked our flights. Whenever I was in Houston, after every game, there would be a brown paper bag on my seat and be full of airplane bottles every game.
So the Aaron Rodgers just going to treat the whole team to Guinness?
Do you think he has
sounds like pull. Something he would do.
I think he has enough pull to make that happen. That's something that I'm like, okay, he's Aaron Rodgers. It's like, all right, whoever his representation is, he probably has a team of so many people. It's like, hey, I want a keg of fresh, just brewed, whatever, Guinness on the plane for whenever we go home.
How soon do you think they leave after the game's over?
Right after.
Okay.
They're leaving right after.
You think there's enough time to arrange?
I think it'll already be there.
Do you have those conversations like before the game?
I think you have those conversations probably this week. I think he already had those conversations.
So if you lose, you don't get the beer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But
so you just buy it, you have it ready, but if you don't win, it's like, oh, send it back.
Send it back. Yes.
Yeah, then why not? Sure.
Because I can't picture Aaron Rodgers, and this leads to like this theory of what I'm about to get into. I can't picture Aaron Rodgers getting there tonight, you know, having a walkthrough tomorrow, and then tomorrow night going out on the town and going to get his 2 to 3 beers and pours of Guinness out of a tap in one of the local bar establishments in Ireland because he's Aaron Rodgers. Like, he'll get hounded. So where's he actually going to get a freshly poured Guinness that he can actually enjoy in Ireland? Not out of a can, like you can get that, you know, in your hotel, whatever. But is he actually going to go out and get that fresh poured Guinness somewhere? I mean, if there's exclusive places, probably. I'm sure that he has the list of those things. But
do you think they'd run a place out for the team exclusively?
They might, but this is my theory. This leads to exactly my theory. Because usually teams that are playing international games, and I'd never played an international game. I know players that have. They're not too fond of them because of the travel and the time, you know, difference and having to get acclimated. But it's very odd that the Steelers are leaving, you know, just a couple days before the game on a Thursday. Usually you'll leave on like a Monday, or sometimes you'll leave right after a game on Sunday. And you'll get there and you'll be there for the week and you get acclimated. Now, I've been a part of teams where we have stayed on the West Coast, as you've probably heard before. And this is my theory of why they're leaving today, because we played the San Francisco 49ers in 2012, and then we flew right to Arizona. We stayed at a big resort for a week, and we were playing Arizona that following Sunday. So instead of flying all the way back to Buffalo, the team decided that, hey, we're on the West Coast. Let's just fly right down to Arizona and we'll stay there a week. We'll practice at this resort and we can, you know, just, you know, cut the travel out. But what backfired was is we went out every single night. It's Arizona. Like, you know, we're in Arizona. We're literally at a resort. We went out every single night. This is my theory of why that they're leaving today. And they want to say, oh, there's not enough practice fields and in Ireland for the Steelers to practice at. You know, the grass isn't great, this, and that. No, it's because Tomlin has probably a fear, which is probably a good fear, of them going out every single night in Ireland and getting in trouble. That's why they're leaving today, in my opinion.
I would if I were them.
So, yes, right.
I mean, yeah, you're in Ireland.
Yeah, you're not going to just stay in your hotel the whole time.
No.
You're going to go out, you're going to check out the sights and the scenes of the town, and you're probably going to have some drinks. And Tomlin wants to alleviate that. And I think that was a smart decision because that happens all the time. I don't know when the Vikings leave or have left, but usually whenever you have these games, you do get there a week before or get there at least 5 days before so you can get acclimated. That's why I think that they're leaving today. They're the last to leave. But to get back to Aaron Rodgers, like, I can't see him going out on the town and be like, yeah, I want to get that nice fresh pour of Guinness with all these Steeler fans and all these Irish people that are going to be going to the game because I'm Aaron Rodgers and everybody will know who I am. So that's just my theory.
How many people do you think travel from Pittsburgh or from Minnesota to come see this game?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. There'll be a lot there.
I was thinking, I'm like, is there a not? Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's going to get recognized.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm trying to think, is there a way he wouldn't be? No.
He absolutely is going
to be.
Area
you could go to? No.
That's exactly why they're leaving today, though.
So they don't get
all boozed up.
Makes sense. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, I can get all boozed up and ruin this football game. It's already going to be a tough enough football game, as we know. And we'll break all that down as the show goes on.
In your story, did you guys go out even before the game, like on Saturday night?
No, Saturday night was kind of locked down. So Saturday night, we actually moved from the resort to a hotel. So like we were all in a confined space. Like this resort was huge. Like half of us were on one side. We all had our own rooms. Half of us were on the other side. And I remember that it was like, all right, be in bed. I can say this now. Be in bed at 10:30. We're going to do room checks. So they had our like team security go around, knock on the door. Hey, Dorian, you in there? Yeah, I'm in here. And then everybody would go to bed. In Arizona, things stay open really late. And we're obviously 3 hours behind. So I'm like, we're up. So we would all get a group, well, not a group text, but we would text each other and be like, all right, you guys ready? And then we would just leave. And we would go to establishments every single night. Every single night. And nobody knew. But we played awful that game. We ended up winning the game against the Cardinals. But the game was like, I think it was like a 13-11.
13-9.
It was like something like that. It was an awful game. And I was like, no wonder why it was awful. We were out every single night. Every night.
Well, you say at least you are not that before the night before the game.
No,
say if you did that, I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, that's why teams they stay in hotels, whether you're at home here, if you're playing for Pitt or if you're playing for the Steelers or if you're playing for any team, college or pro, you stay in a hotel the night before, so you don't go out. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, you have to stay in a hotel, in a team hotel. So like the night before, Saturday nights, Saturday, you have your walkthrough, you'll go back to your house, get your stuff together, and then you'll drive to the hotel, check into your room, have team dinner, have a couple meetings, and then you'll go to bed. And then there's actual room check where security comes around and actually checks to see if you're in your hotel room.
I guess that makes sense. I would have just made the choice not to go out, though. I mean, that's... Because you're going to hurt yourself. I mean, it's just
callous.
Not good to... Well, you know that.
Callous. You're in a different city, especially if you're in Ireland. And all of your teammates are like, we're going out.
Well, the Saturday before the game?
No, I'm talking about like Friday or...
I meant I think people would be responsible, players would be responsible not to go out before, right the night before the game.
No.
If there for the week, yeah, you're going
to
go out.
You're saying if they didn't have to stay in the hotel, so say like the Steelers who stay in the hotel here Saturday night, if that wasn't a rule and that you could stay at home, you think the guys would be responsible enough to not go out?
I don't think they would. I'm saying I would.
No, you wouldn't. No way. Mm. No way.
The night before a game?
No way.
If I already got to stay there for a week?
There's a lot of peer pressure out there.
Hmm.
Eh. I'm saying here, if you were living here and you didn't have to stay in a hotel, you think that you'd be under control enough to not go out the night before a game?
Yes.
Okay. Well?
So wait, even your home city, you stay in a hotel?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. NBA players are famous for going out before night before games. They always do. Every city they travel to, they don't have a rule. They go.
You know
out.
What, maybe you're not wrong. I mean, if my teammates are going out, too.
Yeah, and you're like 20-some years old and you're single, you're going to go out for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you have a point.
I can't believe this conversation lasted as long as it did. It's great. That's exactly what I wanted because we're going to have enough football talk, so. Told you it was going to get a little squirrely today. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. There is an unsung hero on this football team. I've mentioned him a couple times in the last week. I want to do a little deep dive on him and why he means so much to this football team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
He's only played in two games, but certainly he has the potential for splash. That has been a component of his game since day zero. You know, he's good in passing circumstances. He has a feel for the game. He's ball aware. I don't believe any of us are surprised by his ability to produce sack fumbles or come up with the football. He's done that since day zero that he got here.
He's not the biggest guy in the world. I mean, TJ and Alex are both much larger frame guys. What makes him successful?
You know, I think that's probably why we got him in round four. He doesn't necessarily look like an outside linebacker, but he has an outside linebacker's game and he plays like one. And I think that's why you're able to get people sometimes a little bit later in the draft and maybe their tape would indicate because they don't fit the quote unquote cookie cutter component of it. We've never had any reservations about his game, what he's capable of. His stature is his stature.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And that was Mike Tomlin talking about Nick Herbig, a guy that you guys know if you listen to the show that I've been very, very high on throughout the years. And it's just very interesting to me whenever I watch a Steelers game and Nick Herbig is a part of the fray, is a part of the pack, or Nick Herbig is getting the start that week like last week because Alex Highsmith is on IR. Alex Highsmith is injured. It just seems like the defense plays differently. I mean, am I crazy? Tell me if I'm crazy. Like, it just seems like when Nick Herbig is in the game or is a starter or you see number 51 on the field, the defense plays differently. And I'm not saying that the defense is fixed with Nick Herbig. I'm not saying the defense is elite like we've expected them to be when Nick Herbig is on the field. It just feels like that there's that extra energy. There's that extra focus. There's that extra splash that Nick Herbig brings to the table. And whether it's him making the play or him affecting the play to, for somebody else to make the play, he brings that to the table. I mean, you know, whether it's an interception or a forced fumble or a fumble recovery, Nick Herbig is always around the football. He has a knack for being around the football and getting takeaways or creating takeaways. It's going to be hard for me to move off my spot or be talked off my spot about Nick Herbig being a starter for this football team or Nick Herbig being the reason why the defense plays at a high level in most moments. He's not your traditional rush end. You know, he's not like TJ Watt. TJ Watt, 6'4", you know, 260 pounds. He can handle the run. You know, Alex Highsmith, 6'4", 260 pounds, can handle the run. Does have, obviously, the moves in their arsenal to be able to get to the quarterback. Nick Herbig is smaller, as Mike Tomlin just said in that interview right there. He was a fourth-round pick, but he just brings that element of deception whenever he is on the field. I said this yesterday to Crowley. I believe that offenses plan more for Nick Herbig to wreck a game than Alex Highsmith. I definitely believe that. He's just so different. He brings something different to the table that it's harder to block. It's harder to account for a guy like him. And we've been asking for this defense to move TJ Watt around a lot. And I understand, and I get that. Like, I think he should move around. I think he shouldn't stay stagnant. If you look at Myles Garrett, he moves around a bunch, and he's more effective that way. I think they should move TJ Watt around a little bit more. But moving Nick Herbig around in this defense, because he has the body size to do it, I think will be very beneficial moving forward for Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin's defense. Nick Herbig could play off-ball linebacker if he was asked to for a couple plays. Nick Herbig could blitz from every single area on the field. Nick Herbig can just play stand-up rush in. He just brings so much more to this defense. Now, Alex Highsmith is a good player. I'm not trying to talk down about Alex Highsmith. He, you know, he brings a lot to the table. He obviously earned that with the contract he has. And, you know, just over the years, Alex Highsmith has been injured a lot, which has given Nick Herbig a lot of opportunities. I mean, it seems like year in and year out, and they're not like, you know, quick injuries. They're not like, all right, like he's dealing with some bumps and bruises, as Mike Tomlin says, and he'll be back this week. It's usually like a 4-week deal. It's usually his groin. It's usually, you know, an ankle. It's kind of the same injuries with Alex Highsmith, but that has given Nick Herbig a lot of opportunities. You can only play 11 guys, as you all know. You can only play 11 guys on the field. I just think that it is going to be a difficult decision of how they split the reps of Alex Highsmith and Nick Herbig when Alex Highsmith is healthy. And maybe it's a good problem to have. Maybe it is a good problem to have. But I think that Nick Herbig has earned just as much playing time as Alex Highsmith whenever he does come back. If he does continue on this trend, if he continues to do, which there's nothing that tells me that he won't, because he's been doing this for 3 years, ever since he was a rookie. And he's taken the task of being this, you know, exotic kind of specialized rush end. You know, he works with TJ Watt every day. He has a place on this football team, clearly, but he might get paid this upcoming, in a year. So he has one more year left on his deal after this year. He's going to get paid somewhere if the Steelers don't keep him in-house. They're going to have a lot of decisions to make about Herbig, about Nick Herbig. Moving forward, obviously in Sunday's game, how do you utilize him? Do you want to utilize him in different ways because you think that he can handle it? I think that he can handle it. And what you're going to do with him for the future. This guy is a big piece to this defense. We wanted to talk about the big names all the time. T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, even Patrick Queen. We want to talk about the big names, and I get it. Like, those guys need to perform. But they all who have been here and who were here last week all have performed better when Nick Herbig was on the field. Tell me if I'm crazy or not, because it seems like every time the guy gets an opportunity, he takes advantage of it. And it's great to see. It really is. They have a lot of issues, of course, but last week's win, Mike Tomlin said that it was a great win. And at first I was like, yeah, I don't know about a great win, but it was a good win. I'm leaning towards it being a great win. Just looking at the schedule. Now, the Ravens are dealing with that part of the schedule right now early. And they've kind of stayed in those games against Detroit and against Buffalo, even though that they ended up losing those games. The Steelers are going to have to face Detroit and Buffalo whenever Detroit and Buffalo are going to be in their prime of their season this year. So you got to take advantage of the schedule now. So I'm leaning towards it being a great win last week. If they get this win this week, it's an even better win. It puts them in so much better position heading into the bye and then coming out of the bye and having to start divisional play. This is a very, very crucial game. You cannot get exposed in this football game if you're Mike Tomlin and you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, because that's exactly the mentality Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores have right now. We want to expose Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to throw every single thing at them and see if they can handle it. The Steelers have to be ready for every single thing that could possibly happen in a football game that a defense or offense can do, because they are primed and ready. They think that they can whoop the Steelers, especially now that they have a little confidence behind Carson Wentz, a veteran quarterback. This is a very, very crucial game. I don't care if it's in Ireland. I don't care if it's in a neutral site. I don't care if you're in a different country. You got to do what it takes. I don't care if it's ugly. You got to do what it takes to win this football game and head into the bye week feeling pretty good and knowing that you only have your issues to fix. And you can move forward whenever you play the Browns and the Bengals, who have basically backup quarterbacks starting. Very, very crucial game, as we know. There's something I do believe Tomlin about that he spoke about yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Are there things you've been holding back because of these injuries?
Certainly. But it's not just the injuries. If you're coaching and you're seeing around corners, certainly one injury doesn't get you off your game, and two, better not. But it's the injuries coupled with the fact that the players themselves are new in general. As I mentioned last week, man, all four of the secondary guys in that second ball game for us were new to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got some new people. We got some attrition. You're doing what's appropriate when you take the game schematically to those that are playing. But I imagine the more we play, the more stadiums we step into, the less that discussion is significant, the more we're going to be able to expand our menu and do more things, and they be able to communicate and communicate with great fluidity and understand how we go about our business.
It's 6:40. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Dickerson Callis here with you on the Fan Morning Show. That was Mike Tomlin talking about the defense and the possibilities of injuries being a part of the defensive struggles. And I believe him there. You know, we talked a little bit about this yesterday on the Fan Morning Show. I do believe him because there are a lot of new pieces. And you know what? Like, I know whenever new pieces do come in, especially if you have players like Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, two guys that have played a lot of football, been all pros, won Super Bowls. You know, you expect the regime, you expect those players and those units to hit the ground running because of all the experience. And sometimes it's just not that easy, especially whenever you're all new to a situation. Everybody is so new, and you have to understand what the rhyme or reason is around playing and being a part of an offense or defense. Now, guys, these guys know defense, right? Like, these guys know what a cover three is. They know what blitzing is. They know all that stuff. But to do it a certain way in a different regime, it does take a little bit of time if you don't have somebody that's in the same room as you that knows how to explain it player to player. It's one thing for Terrell Austin to, or the defensive backs coach or the linebackers coach or the safety coach, whoever it is, to say, like, all right, this is where you line up in this play, and this is your, you know, responsibilities, this is where you drop. It's like, okay. But whenever you have a player that has been in that system that can relay that to you and make sure that you're doing things the way that it is produced in the past, it makes it a lot easier to figure out what you need to do. And not having a Micah Fitzpatrick back there, a guy that who had been a general for this defense for many years, is apparent in a way. You know, not the splash plays that Minka wasn't making, but just of him knowing the defense. And this is why I do believe Mike Tomlin, because the only guy that could actually help these new guys out was Deshaun Elliott. Now, in training camp, I'm sure Deshaun Elliott, when being in there, helped these guys out immensely in lining up and in giving off that vision of what Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin want to do. Deshaun Elliott being hurt, that means that there's nobody on defense, at least the back end, in the defensive back area, that knows really what Tomlin and Terrell Austin want to do. So Deshaun Elliott being healthy this week, I think, is very important. He's obviously a really good player. He plays at a high level. He's better than Minka Fitzpatrick last year. And I think him coming back, it's going to help guys like Darius Slay, guys like Jalen Ramsey, Chuck Clark, Juan Thornhill, Jabril Peppers, of understanding the defense, but understanding the defense from player to player. Deshaun Elliott can be that general back there and understand where guys need to line up for the defense to be effective. I do believe that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they just aren't communicating well and they just are doing their own thing. That happens at times, especially with guys like Jalen Ramsey. He's going to take chances. You know, think about Troy Polamalu and what this defense had to endure outside of Troy Polamalu. That's why that defense was so good, is because they knew what to do when Troy was going to go rogue. And they were going to allow Troy to go rogue because he was such a damn good player. So it's like, I'm going to have his back regardless. I'm going to throw out my responsibility to make sure Troy is covered because I know he's going to make the play. That is somewhat what Jalen Ramsey does bring to the table. He takes a lot of chances and he gets beat. And sometimes he makes a great play. I think guys like Deshaun Elliott being back are going to be able to handle the things outside of maybe what a Jalen Ramsey will bring to the table when they're on the field at the same time. Understanding that, okay, this is within the defense, but Jalen Ramsey's going to do this. Let me see if I can just cover his back a little bit, even though I know my responsibility is over here. I'll get there whenever I need to because I understand what the rhyme or reason of the defense is, but I still got to watch and see if Jalen Ramsey needs some help so he could go make that big play. So I do believe Tomlin with the injuries, and Joey Porter Jr. being one of them too. I mean, I'm sure it would help. I know he's a young player, but I'm sure it would help Darius Slay and some of those guys with him out there, those new guys with him being out there and being in this defense for 3 years. I'm anxious to see how they deploy the safeties. I'm anxious to see, you know, how many snaps Chuck Clark gets, how many snaps Juan Thornhill gets, where they get those snaps at. Jalen Ramsey, Jabril Peppers, and Deshaun Elliott. I want to see those two on the field at the same time, Jabril Peppers and Deshaun Elliott. They're both box safeties, but I think that one of them can handle the duties of being a free safety if need be. And I think you have to put your best players on the field at all times, regardless of position. This kind of is hand-in-hand with the Herbig conversation. So I'm anxious to see, now that Deshaun Elliott is probably going to play, what that looks like with Jabril Peppers and what he did last week, and how many, you know, and how much experience he does have playing safety in the league, and how much that does free up somebody like Jalen Ramsey to just go and follow the top dog, Justin Jefferson. This is a very interesting matchup. I can't wait for it, because it is going to be a true test, and not just a test on the field, but a test of coaching. You're going to see if the Steelers really have a good coaching staff on Sunday morning. Coming up next, Callis, I'm going to need you to join in. Paul Skeens, last outing last night. We got to talk about him a little bit, right? We'll talk about Paul Skeens. 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Dickerson Callis here with you for a couple more minutes, and then Pat Bostic joins the Fan Morning Show. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Paul Skeens, Pirates won last night. Paul Skeens, 1.97 ERA on the season. Will win the Cy Young. Isn't it like a double-edged sword here? Doesn't it feel like that? It's like you want to be so happy for Paul Skeens, but at the same time, you're just so infuriated with the Pirates. And you hope that they will do the right thing this offseason, but that hope is very thin. It's very little that you almost expect them to not do right by Paul Skeens and surround him with talent.
Well, we've just seen it over and over again.
Yeah, right.
So
it's very frustrating.
He had a position to get over 500. I don't know if you saw that too. His pitching record was 10-10 going in. I mean, they had a 2-0 lead,
right?
And then O'Neill Cruz. I'm looking at the replay again. They're doing a game replay on TV of him running into the wall and misjudging the ball, and then Tommy Pham has to run from left field to get it, and then the guy gets an inside the park home run because of it. I mean, it's just like little things that good teams do to win games. You don't even have to win that many games either. You see that let me look at this again. There's a team that has 81 wins. The New York Mets have 81 wins, and they've got a wild card spot right now. So it's not even like it's harder to win. It's actually easier to get in the playoffs now because there's more teams. So
it's crazy.
Yeah, bummer.
It's crazy. You just hope that they do right by Paul Skeens, but at the same time, you kind of have this feeling that they're not going to. They're going to say that they are going to, but they are not going to actually execute it. And that makes it even more frustrating to know that you're probably going to have somewhat of the same season next year, and you have the best pitcher in baseball. You have the best pitcher in baseball.
216 strikeouts.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Good for him, though. Honestly, like I said, it is a double-edged sword, but I'm very, very happy for him. And obviously, he's one hell of an athlete and does things the right way. He's young, but it also feels like he's mature and he's an adult, which he clearly is, but it seems like he's older and carries himself, in that manner.
The beard helps him look older.
It does. It does.
Online on his profile, he's got, on MLB.com, he's got the beard in his portrait shot, but his action shot still has him without the beard.
Yeah, he does look older with the beard. He does. He's a great representative of the city of Pittsburgh. You just would love for the Pirates to do right by him.
You think they're going to name him captain next year? Like one of the captains? If not,
how many
captain?
Do they have?
I don't think they have any right now. I mean, maybe McCutcheon de facto. But like, would he be named a captain, you think?
Yeah.
If Pirates would officially do that. Might help them with the, look
good. Is there captains in baseball?
Yeah.
How many on a team?
Teams can, it can vary. It doesn't.
Does every team have to have a captain?
No. The Red Sox have only had three in their history. Derek Jeter, notorious captain for the Yankees. Aaron Judge got named captain in 2023, I believe. So, yeah, teams can have captains for sure.
Yeah, I would. For sure.
Just make that a nice feel-good story.
Yeah, that's a good call. Sure. Yeah. Good call. I would. But we'll see. We'll see what they do this offseason. I don't have high hopes for it at all. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.